Kansas Information Network News, I'm Lisa Rotman. Evergy wants to raise their rates again.
The KCC will begin public hearings next week to give Evergy customers a chance to learn more about the company's latest rate hike request. If approved, rates would rise by a little more than $14 in the Wichita area. The first meeting, Tuesday in Topeka, and then on Thursday in Overland Park, and finally July 27th at WSU's Hughes Metropolitan Complex near 29th and Oliver in Wichita. I'm Jared Cirillo.
They got a little bit more than they bargained for during a traffic stop. Shawnee County Sheriff's Office deputies conducting a traffic stop have arrested 55-year-old Julian Williams of Topeka. Williams' charges include possession of cocaine with the intent to distribute and possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mist or Show Barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat, too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute options and show box styles, too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Give them a try and you'll know why America buys from your neighbors.
ValleyVet.com.
ValleyVet Supply.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Friday, Governor Kelly sent a letter to state employees thanking them for their service to the state of Kansas and advising them that they will be receiving a pay increase as of that Friday's paycheck. Governor Kelly signed these pay increases into law in May to improve pay rates for state employees whose compensation is below the market rate. This increased pay will help recruit, retain, and recognize the work of employees who deliver public safety, infrastructure projects, mental health resources, education, and services to businesses and families across the state. The Kansas Organization of State Employees, or KOSE, was instrumental in helping Governor Kelly get these pay increases across the finish line, with the organization meeting with legislators to advocate for state employees and demonstrate the importance of this investment. Sarah LaFrenz, the president of KOSE, said Kansas's frontline workers make real sacrifices on behalf of Kansas citizens every day. So she worked with Governor Kelly on this pay proposal to ensure that these sacrifices are properly recognized and that Kansas workers get the reinforcements they need through increased employee recruitment and retention efforts. In addition to the pay increase, Governor Kelly highlighted that the state health employee benefits plan had been stabilized for the fifth consecutive year. And this means that since 2019, state employees' contributions have either decreased or stayed flat. During their June 22, 2023 public hearing, members of the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission approved staff recommendations to initiate a lottery draw system for distribution of non-resident turkey permits that are set to begin in 2024. The recommendation was introduced as part of a larger strategy by the department to reduce overall hunting pressure and turkey harvest in Kansas in response to declining turkey populations nationwide. In a 7-0 vote, commissioners passed amendments to KAR 115-411, which will implement an application period for non-resident turkey hunters to apply for a specific hunt unit, 1, 2, 3, 5, or 6, in early January through February. And similar to Kansas's lottery draw for non-resident deer permits, any leftover non-resident turkey permits will be offered on a first-come, first-served basis. Staff first recommended to commissioners a lottery draw for non-resident turkey permits in September of 2022, after which time it remained a regular public meeting agenda item until voted on by the commission on June 22, 2023, which was the group's sixth meeting to examine and discuss the recommendation. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place on August 17th in hybrid format at Pittsburgh State University's Bicknell Center VIP room in Pittsburgh. For more information, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. Starting today, Monday, July 10th to Sunday, July 16th, law enforcement across the state will participate in the Speeding Slows You Down campaign and will increase enforcement for speeding vehicles to improve traffic safety. The Kansas Department of Transportation funds this campaign to raise awareness on the dangers of speeding and urges drivers to obey posted speeds. The Kansas Department of Transportation Safety Bureau Chief Vanessa Spartan said if you speed, you aren't just breaking the law. As speeding increases the odds you'll lose control of your vehicle, reduces the effectiveness of seatbelts and child safety seats, increases stopping distance, increases the odds of serious injury or fatality, increases fuel consumption and costs for the driver, and it increases the economic implications from speed-related crashes. In 2021 in Kansas, 76 people lost their lives in speed-related crashes, and in addition of the nearly 4,500 crashes attributed to speeding that year, drivers aged 15 to 29 were behind the wheel more than 50% of the time. Drivers offered various reasons for speeding, such as running late, traffic congestion, and a general disregard for other road users. However, speeding significantly increases both the likelihood of a crash and the crash severity, particularly affecting the time it takes to slow down the vehicle. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, it takes about 221 feet to stop a vehicle traveling 50 miles per hour. And if you increase the vehicle speed to 80 miles per hour, it takes about 460 feet to stop. Choices made while driving can have life-altering impacts, and drivers are reminded to follow posted speed limits, obey all traffic laws, and pay attention. For more information on the risks of speeding, you can visit NHTSA.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
In a press release, the Norton Police Department reported that on July 2nd at approximately 3:40 a.m., the Norton Police Department received a report of a shooting that occurred in the 600 block of West Washington Street in Norton. Officers arrived at the scene and discovered multiple bullet holes to the exterior of a residence. And based on the circumstances and scene, it appeared to be an isolated incident targeted at one residence. And there have been no reports of other shootings or damage to any other residences. After a thorough investigation, the Norton Police Department was able to locate the vehicle used during the incident, and a search of numerous cameras in the area from residences and businesses allowed them to track the movements of the suspect vehicle and eventually identify it. After identifying the vehicle, they were able to ascertain the identity of a suspect in the shooting as well. On July 6th, the Norton Police Department, along with members of the Norton County Sheriff's Office and the Kansas Highway Patrol, executed a search warrant in Almena, Kansas, where the vehicle used during the shooting, as well as numerous pieces of evidence, were seized. During the course of executing the search warrant, the Norton Police Department arrested a 23-year-old Almena man. The suspect was transported and booked into the Norton County Sheriff's Office on charges of attempted murder in the second degree, criminal discharge of a firearm, and criminal possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. He's being held on a $750,000 bond, and he is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The Norton Police Department wants to extend their thanks to the Norton County Sheriff's Office, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the citizens and their business owners of Norton for helping to make this arrest possible, as without the support and assistance of many residents and businesses providing footage from their camera systems, this arrest would not have been possible. Law enforcement authorities conducting a six-week investigation in Thomas County have made 11 arrests, according to a media release from the Sheriff's Office. The investigation that concluded on June 29th included the execution of 3 search warrants, and deputies seized large quantities of methamphetamine, marijuana, and pills. The suspects face requested charges of possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, distribution of a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school, and aggravated child endangerment. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Colby Police Department participated with the Sheriff's Office in the investigation. The Thomas County Sheriff's Office said if you see something you may believe to be suspicious activity in your neighborhood, you should report it. The Phillips County, Kansas Sheriff's Office reported on social media that at approximately 6:50 p.m. on Sunday evening, July 9th, they received a report of a possible robbery at a residence in the 300 block of East Main Street in Kerwin. Deputies responded and identified a suspect who had left the area. The suspect was located in Agra and taken into custody without incident. 37-year-old Corey Gwynnap of Agra is being held in the Phillips County Jail with pending charges of aggravated robbery and aggravated burglary, and no bond had been set at the time of the press release. The Phillips County, Kansas Sheriff's Office reminds everyone that all persons are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. One person died in an accident just after 10 p.m. on Friday in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2014 Dodge Journey driven by 15-year-old Cameron A. Bruning of Phillipsburg was southbound on 1st Street just north of U.S. 36. The driver noticed a pedestrian identified as 72-year-old David L. Rose of Phillipsburg walking northbound in the southbound lane of the street. The driver attempted an avoidance maneuver, steering to the left. However, the front passenger side of the SUV struck Rose, and he came to rest in a driveway on the west side of the street. EMS transported Rose to the Phillips County Hospital, where he was pronounced deceased. Bruning was not injured, but was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Hail no. Here's some damage, there's some damage, everywhere you see some hail damage. If this is the case after the recent storms, it's time to give me a call. I'm John Sanders of Sanders Construction Incorporated, and I have 10 years experience in repairing the damage that Mother Nature brings with wind and hail storms. Whether you have damage to a shingle or metal roof, siding, or seamless gutters, Sanders can fix, repair, and replace Mother Nature's worst. I'm licensed and insured, so don't stress about the mess. Give Sanders a call. 785-202-0315. Again, that's 785-202-0315.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Prevention and response of highly pathogenic avian influenza in wild and commercial bird populations is the focus of recent funding received by USDA from the Commodity Credit Corporation. Rod Bain has the details.
More resources in our nation's efforts to prevent and combat highly pathogenic avian influenza in wild and commercial bird populations.
Commodity Credit Corporation, the CCC funding that's made available to us in many cases to respond to emergencies through the authority of the secretary, and they have given us authority for an additional $502 million.
USDA Chief Veterinarian Rosemary Sifford says the resources are to be used in similar fashion as funding in 2018. 2022 and earlier this year, used in response to a then high path AI outbreak.
For indemnity and for payment for producers for virus elimination and for depopulation and disposal activities, this funding will be made available as we move forward for those same kinds of activities when they're necessary.
In addition, the CCC funding will assist in preparation efforts such as biosecurity training and information materials. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
And, of course, if you go back 1 week ago, according to reports, 46% of the harvest, only 46% of the Kansas wheat harvest was done well behind normal. Not sure how much progress that we made last week with just trying to get it dried out and be able to get into the fields. Of course, damaging hail that occurred up in northwest Kansas, in and around the St. Francis area as well. But we will get an update on how far we have come here later this afternoon from the National Ag Statistics Service. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
Bear time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mist or Show Barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat, too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute options and show box styles, too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at ValleyVet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply. You'll know why America buys from your neighbors.
ValleyBet.com,
ValleyBet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. The heat comes back this week with a warmer and somewhat drier weather pattern coming up and a warm front set across Kansas late tomorrow and into Wednesday. We'll still have a chance of some showers and thunderstorms for parts of our state through the upcoming week, but overall things look a little bit more dry. A little severe weather is possible this afternoon and evening in the western and central counties near a stationary front with a little bit of moist air flowing in from eastern New Mexico. We'll see temperatures mostly right around the 90-degree mark today or a little bit over, low to mid-90s tomorrow, and then we start breaking into the 100s on Wednesday following that warm front. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a stationary frontal boundary is near our western border. We have high pressure centered over Missouri. A low pressure trough is in eastern New Mexico along with another low, and that's directing some moist air up into eastern Colorado and western Kansas. This may be enough to get a few severe thunderstorms going in our western and central counties this afternoon into the evening with large hail and damaging wind possible. Eastern Kansas looks dry for now. By tonight, the front will start moving east as a warm front. Scattered showers and thunderstorms into our central counties, and a few of those could be severe. Scattered showers and thunderstorms to kick off our Tuesday, moving into the eastern third of the state. A few of those may last into the afternoon. With the passage of the warm front early tomorrow, temperatures are expected to pick up a few degrees. Tomorrow's highs in the low to mid-90s statewide. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we're expecting low 90s with low to mid-60s for the overnight hours. Low 90s north-central, and tonight we're in the upper 60s. Low 90s northeast and upper 60s for the overnight. Upper 80s and low 90s in the southwestern counties, and tonight we're in the low to mid-60s. Upper 80s and low 90s south-central, upper 60s for the overnight, and around 90 in the southeast counties tonight, about 70. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.